This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Actually, he is here. He's sitting right across from me. And Bob, it's time to do
with
our...
a lovely poinsettia, or is it poinsettia from Sorgel's Orchard?
And lots of them, and they really do add a holiday festivity to the proceedings, do they not, Limits? I can't even see you above the poinsettias.
Hi, Joe. Yeah, I need to get a higher chair. They're
nice. Is it poinsettia?
I've never heard poinsettia. It could be, for all I know.
I always say poinsettia, just like I would never say forte. I always say forte, not fort. Technically, I think it's fort.
What? I've never heard that in my life. So my fort is eating grapes or something? I didn't catch that last part.
That always gets cut off, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, the wooden teeth.
All right, Ray Fittipaldo from the Post-Gazette. Professor Fittipaldo, we like to call him. Let's go along with his grades, Bob. You ready? And Limits, please?
Yes, we'll go.
Yes.
Quarterback. Aaron Rodgers talked the medical staff into letting him play with a soft cast. I was thinking about that this morning. If he doesn't talk them into that, is he able to hold on to the ball or fight to the extent that he did on that critical play where it was ruled that he caught his own pass? Don't you wonder about that, Bob?
Not really.
You think he would have been able to do the exact same thing with a bulky cast?
I think he was in game mode and he just reached out. I don't think it would have made a difference.
I'm stunned by that. Limits. I think if he had a bulkier cast on, it's difficult to control a ball.
I agree. I do think that like the brace that we saw that he was wearing against the Bears, if he was wearing something like that, no, I don't think he's going to be able to grab it as well as he did.
What is Bob talking about here? Has he ever tried to grab something with a hand that's casted compared to a hand that's not?
Bob, that significantly impairs your ability to hold the ball.
Bob, it significantly impairs your ability to hold the ball.
He just got the ball with two arms and he had possession, so he would have been able to do that.
Well, why couldn't he, like, hand off, or why did they go to the pistol against the Bears with that contraption on that they wanted him to wear again?
Well, because, first of all, it was the first week he had this injury. I think.
But they wanted him to do it. No, they were going to have him do it again, and he said no on Saturday.
Right. Okay, fine.
I'm stunned by this, Limits. I really am. Are you?
Me too.
Anyway, he wound up playing well, Bob. A season-high 284 yards, a touchdown. He ran for a touchdown. He flashed the discount double check celebration. He was heated competitively. He wanted to punch Artie in the face, it looked like, on one play. I thought it was him who spotted something on an easy touchdown for Jaylen Warren. It was just a really good winning performance. And yet Ray gives him only a B. I'm outraged by this. I'm going A- for Rodgers.
I'm just going A, just a full A.
Yeah.
I thought he was the reason more than anyone else, really, they won that game. He was in a fighting spirited mood. I think that rubbed off on that team. They went down the field. Some of those throws were as perfect as they can be. He gets an A.
Why would Fittipaldo do this, Limits?
I don't understand. I give Aaron Rodgers an A as well. I thought he played arguably his best game in 2 months, maybe his best game as a Steeler. He played great.
Really tough grader. Now, he said the ending was far from perfect. I guess that's why I would give it an A-, is because they had chances to put the game away, and they really, really put the Ravens in position to win that game. I thought the offense did at the end, didn't you?
Yeah, but I don't know if that's his fault.
Well, if we're going to give him credit for what the offense does, when the offense falters, don't we take a little demerit away from
it? Well, but if they're going to call run plays and they get no rushing yards, how's that his fault?
They called a pass on third down.
Right, and they should have done it on second down. I think at that point, everyone knew there was a pass coming on third down because they had no other choice.
Running backs. Steelers running game, says Ray, seems broken at the moment. They won't win many other games when they total just 34 yards rushing. Here's the thing. I saw something when the Steelers have 55 or less yards rushing, I believe. They're 4-1 or something like that, Bob. That's the thing about having an explosive pass game. You don't need to run because you get 50 yards or 42 or whatever it might be on one play. So I'm not as obsessed with the running game as others if I have a pass game. The leading rusher was Kenneth Gainwell, 15 yards on 4 carries. Ray does talk about the catches that they made, but in the end, he only gives the running backs a C+, Bob. This is an outrage. I give them a B+.
I give them a C.
What did they do wrong?
Not enough yards for me.
What are they supposed to do?
Get more yards.
I thought Kenneth Gainwell made yards where there weren't. Were there more yards to get that they didn't get?
Well, maybe then it's just part of the lack of rushing is the way they're scheming some of these plays too. So it's a whole ball of wax there with that. I just think that's not – it's a very average running game right now, and I think I'm being generous by saying so. They need to have more consistency in the run game, which will help them then in other parts of their offense.
I thought Kenneth Gainwell made some pretty incredible, like, 3-yard runs or 5-yard runs where he was diving for the first down marker. He scored a touchdown. Jaylen Warren had a 38-yard touchdown catch. I'm giving them a B+ for the game. I don't know if, name a running back. I was going to say O.J. Simpson. I don't know if he gets a bunch of yards yesterday with the way the running game was schematically, the way it was blocked. There was nothing there. I'm not going to demerit the backs for that. In fact, I thought they made more than was there. Limits?
Well,
I'm going to give them an A-.
An A-?
Yes.
I give them a B-, basically raising the scale a little bit because of what they did in the passing game. Warren had the long touchdown. Kenneth Gainwell, a threat out of the backfield as well, had a couple of nice plays. They obviously didn't run it well enough, but that's just because it was a pass-heavy game, and they were involved in that.
Why is Bob giving everybody demerits all of a sudden?
I'm not. I gave Rodgers an A.
Oh, yeah. Receivers. DK Metcalf, season high, 148 yards. The debuts of Thielen and MVS, etc. No receiver other than Metcalf had more than one catch, says Ray, but his explosive plays were enough to carry the offense. This includes tight ends. He gives the receivers a B. Bob, what say you?
If you got to lump them all together, I give Metcalf an A+. The others would probably be a C, so collectively I'll give them a B.
Yeah, I think B is fair in this situation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-hour energy shots bring you tasty caffeine and 17 flavors. 17! So, if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Calvin Austin had a drop on the sidelines. That was the play where Rodgers went nuts and said, "We, let's get to the line so they can't challenge. Nobody can look at this." It was a bad play. Short little pass, I think, would have gone for a first down. That's a big drop right there. So that's a demerit. But other than that, I don't know. It's tough to tell how they actually played. Were they open? People like Thielen and MVS, it sure didn't seem like it, Bob. Plus, Austin had a 38-yard catch down the sidelines. That was a big play.
That was a very big play, yes. Ball was right on the money again there, too.
I'll go B. I think that's fair. Limits?
B's all around. Average performance, but very above average for DK Metcalf.
O-line, Darnell Washington leaving hurt, says Ray, but Steelers could have used a running game with 2:22 left. He gives them a C. Rodgers really didn't get touched all game. I don't know. I give him a B. Minus, maybe. A B minus, because it's a pretty big deal that their quarterback didn't get hit.
I think that's the biggest deal. They'll get a B plus from me, although I will give them a B plus and not an A, because the run game has to get better, and they're also responsible for that.
I give them a B minus, especially being able to keep Rodgers upright and not a lot of people hitting on that hand injury, the wrist injury that he has. I'm good with it.
Defensive line. Ravens rush for 217 on 40. I hear a lot of people making excuses for that, like, oh, it wasn't as bad as last year's playoff game. Yes, that was the worst playoff performance in Steelers history. I get that, but they still gave up some huge plays. They were a shoestring away, I thought, on a couple from Derrick Henry making huge plays. Yes, they made the tackles. I don't know, man. The defense was okay. It made a stand in the end, but it was more about, I think, an official's call and a couple of other things than it was an outstanding performance by the defense. Don't you, Bob? I mean, I thought the Ravens probably had a 30-point worthy performance on the field yesterday. And the D-line, it was okay. I'll give them a C.
Yeah,
Ray said B minus.
I'd have to give them a C also because of the yardage differential, and it's big. They're down in those sorts of categories, and I think in order to get ready for a playoff opportunity, you have to secure that. You have to make that better. And it's funny because this maybe is the way their microcosm of their whole season. Against Jonathan Taylor, they locked him up. They didn't give him anything at all. Against the Bears, that two-headed show they have there, they locked them up pretty well. They got some, later yardage, but I think overall they did a good job. Yeah, in some of these games, like the Buffalo game and like this one and others, they've been ripped apart.
Yeah,
up front. So I like your grade. I'll give the same.
I still don't think that they played well, though, up front, though, guys. They gave up, 200 yards rushing?
That's what I'm saying. That's
back-to-back games, they've given up nearly 500 yards total to the opponent?
Yeah.
I give them a C.
Linebackers, B-minus. Highsmith, big game. I thought Watt actually played well. I thought he set a tone early. I thought he was noticeable and played pretty well. Cole Holcomb came in and had 9 tackles. Patrick Queen played hurt and had 7. I'm going to give them a B plus for God's sakes, Bob. You? Ray said B minus.
Just a solid B for me.
Limits?
I mean, I take into account all the big plays they made.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I give them a B as well.
Secondary, Ray gives them a B plus. There were some big plays in that secondary. Porter had a couple penalties and he got burned on the likely play, but he also stayed with it and made the play. James Pierre made an acrobatic interception. I thought a great play. And then you had Peppers. I mentioned the smashing tackle he had on Henry by the goal line. Clark stepped in for Duggar and was respectable. I think Zay Flowers may have beat him once. Ray gives him a B+. I agree with him for once.
And
Bob,
I do,
B+.
Too. I think B+ is the right grade based on plays that they had to make at critical times.
Mr. P?
I agree. B+.
Special teams, not much happened there, Bob. I thought Waitman had a huge punt from the end zone, though. Although they were helped by a penalty there, right?
Yeah, he absolutely did.
And, I mean, what else even happened? Why does Ray give them a B-? Oh, the landing zone kick late in the first half. Remember that one, Bob?
Yeah. I mean, that. I think overall when he had to come up with a big kick, he did.
I give him a B.
Yeah, they were fine. I give him a B.
Coaching. 1 week after hearing fire Tomlin chants, Mike Tomlin brought his club to Baltimore, says Ray, and walked out victorious. His defense was on the field for 77 plays, Bob, and found a way to pull it out. They deserve full marks for a blood and guts effort. He gives the coaches a B. You know what? They won the game. They got lucky, but for Mike Tomlin to walk out of the fire that was the atmosphere around here this week and win a game, I'm going to give him an A.
I would give him an A also. I think they had to respond. They came off two bad efforts. The business is winning games, and they won a game. And they made some critical decisions leading up to that game with personnel, with rosters, and they seemed to work.
I give them an A- because they almost blew it at the end, but they did a good job of being able to hold off Baltimore and keep Lamar in check.
On the other hand, Bob, they got lucky to win the game, didn't they? I give them a C.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have luck. And they got luck.
But every
team that wins games ultimately has a couple of plays that work in their advantage.
Yeah, and but these were a blatant drop by the goal line and at least one horrific call. Right?
Yeah.
Maybe two. Some people think three. I know. I'll downgrade it to a B+ when you add in offense and defense, right?
Yes, that would be the right way to go, I think.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient. Meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.